Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberty. Not all things acquired are done by monetary payment. Think of taking a walk and reaping the benefits of a healthier you. For the healthier you, you didn't actually pay any money, but you paid nonetheless through your time and sweat you expended during the walk. Doing economic radio shows and newscasts for many decades now, I have come to realize there are many ways to pay for things we desire and reap said rewards, and many of those transactions do not involve the transfer of money, as the above walkabout example illustrate. When I realized that fact, a slew of new topics presented themselves for my Money Matters news media. Today's musing leads us to the costs, benefits, and the how and why of total knee replacement as mankind's life expectancy is extended through the miracles of science. New expectations arise about how long we can stay active, and a total knee replacement is one way we can kind of prolong staying active, and one is either a newbie to the world of total knee replacements or a seasoned veteran. And with my second total knee replacement done about 3 weeks ago, I am now a seasoned total knee replacement veteran. I was told I needed a knee replacement on the right knee decades back, since the knee still worked and was only moderately inconveniencing me as to the frequency and its pain level. I figured if I waited a few years, technology would improve and better and longer-lasting knees would be available. Additionally, although I had pretty good health insurance back then, I would still have a considerable co-payment. Having been right on both instances, I waited about 30 years on my right knee and found myself starting right around the age of 55, really feeling the effects of the knee, and it was now bone on bone, continuing to play a variety of sports and just kind of hike around and do the things we all do. I ground the thing down to the point where running and jumping was almost impossible, and the pain was just exhausting. Luckily for me, the age of 65 sprung upon me, and with it, the financial savior called Medicare became available. I then began to investigate where the new knee technology had progressed to, and like I'd thought 30 years back, knee replacements had become fairly commonplace. The methodology, medicines, and equipment utilized during knee replacements had vastly progressed over the 30 years or so. Turns out that right about that time I was considering the right knee, my left knee, the good knee, or used to be the good knee, began to give up the ghost. This only made my resolve to get the right knee done that more urgent. Having a large social media presence, I ran a 2-county-wide survey as to who might be the best doctor to go to, and 3 came to the forefront. The top doctor was a 4-hour drive away at that time, out in the Bay Area, and that was kind of a deal-breaker for me for this right knee. I then set up appointments with the next 2 in line, which were closer, and decided on one of those shortly thereafter. Medicare paid for all of it, and since I just had the second knee done, Medicare paid for that one too. Good thing I saw the bill, and it was something like $150,000 each knee. Ouch. Although Medicare covered the cost, the payment for my new knees was not all monetary. Certainly, real money was paid to the doctors and ancillary care facilities by Medicare, but I also paid a cost. I had paid into Medicare for decades through my paychecks. Additionally, I also paid by having to take time off from my ongoing business enterprises, costing me an untold amount. But the good part is the payoff, of course. Not that the knee replacement will solve everyone's problem 100% of the time. There are degrees of success, of course, and on rare occasion, like any surgery, they do have their risks and possible complications. All surgeries do, as we know. And although my first knee replacement is not perfect, I can now run and jump without much pain, if any, and that's a good thing. And that fact was good enough for me to decide to do the other one, the left knee. This current knee replacement on my left knee is a stark reminder of just how uncomfortable these can be during the length of recovery. I can definitely say it is not fun. However, when I start running and jumping and playing sports again, I hopefully will be reminded only then why I went through 2 of these things. And for that, I just can't wait. Thought I'd bring that up because probably a lot of people out there are thinking of total knee replacements. So I'm watching the doctors so you don't have to. And that does it for today's Money Matters. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not necessarily the opinion of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, California insurance license, OL34249, and am a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberty.